下面，David 长老呢，继续他的福音的系列。
Now this Elder David Lee will continue his series.
那今天他跟我们分享的题目是交账的日子。
Today's topic is the day of reckoning.
我们把时间交给 David 李长老。
I'll give the following time to Elder
Today's message, the day of reckoning.
今天的信息的题目是交账的日子。
And we are continuing our message on the Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24 and 25.
我们接续马太福音24、25章橄榄山的讨论。
Let us do some quick overview. In these two chapters of Matthew 24-25, there are three main sections.
让我们快快的做一个综览，从24章到25章。
There are three main sections.
有主要三大部分。
24:1-31 is the signs of the end time and Christ, of the end time and Christ's second coming.
马太福音24章1节到31节主要讲末世及主再来的征兆。
And then the second section is the certainty of its coming and uncertainty of its timing.
那接下来第二部分就讲末世和主再来的定性和时间的不可知性。
Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but His word will not pass away."
耶稣说，天和地都将废去，他的话语不会被废去。
So it will certainly come.
他一定会再来。
But the timing is uncertain. He said, "Nobody knows when he will come back."
但具体的时间是不可知的。他说没有人知道他再来的时间。
And he said this 5 times. Nobody knows.
他一共说了5次，无人可知。
And then after that, he told us 5 parables that teach us how to prepare for this end time and his second coming.
接下来他又用5个比喻来教导我们在末世的时候要如何预备。
So we are here. We have already done the first and 2 sections, and we started teaching on this parable last time.
所以我们已经讲到这第三大部分。上一次我们讲过一个比喻了。
These are the 5 parables in this Olivet Discourse.
这就是这5个比喻。
The first parable is about thief breaking in at night, so we have to be watchful and prepared.
第一个讲夜间的时候贼闯入家里，需要警告我们要防备。
The second parable is about 2 household managers. One is good, one is not good, and we have to be good and faithful.
第二个比喻讲恶仆人和善仆人的故事。要教育我们要好好做神的忠心的管家。
And then the third parable, which I preached last time, is about the 10 virgins. We need to be watchful and well prepared.
第三个比喻讲聪明与愚拙的童女，就是我们上次所讲的，要警告我们要有足够的预备。
And now today I'm preaching on the sermon that.Tell us we need to be good asset manager, be diligent and fruitful, faithful.
今天我们要讲的就是聪明忠仆和恶仆要好好管理神给我们的财富。
And then next time we'll talk about the last parable of the sheep and goat. Be kind to the needy.
那下一次我们会讲绵羊与山羊的比喻，要善待有需要的人。
And this 5 parable is actually a preparer's guide.
这5个比喻呢是预备者的指南。
马太福音第二十五章。
天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们，按照个人的财产给他们银子，一个给了五千，一个给了两千，一个给了一千，就往外国去了。那领五千的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了五千。那领两千的也照样另赚了两千。但那领一千的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。那领五千银子的又带着那另外的五千来说，主啊，你交给我五千银子，请看我又赚了五千。主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领两千的也来说，主啊，你交给我两千银子，请看我又赚了两千。主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领一千的也来说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛，我就害怕，去把你的一千银子埋藏在地里，请看你的原银子在这里。主人回答说，你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛，就当把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利收回。夺过他这一千来，给那有一万的，因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余，没有的连他所有的也要夺过来。把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
Again it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Okay, so we have just read the parable of the talents.
刚才我们所听到的就是这个他连德的比喻。
Let us compare this parable with the previous parable in Matthew 25, which is the parable of the wise and foolish virgins.
让我们将这两个比喻放在一起来比较。
the parable of the virgins tell us we need to watch. Whereas this parable tell us we don't stay idle and just watch. We need to work.
关于从你的比喻呢，要告诉我们的道理是要警醒。这个分财他连德的比喻呢，让我们不要呆立不动，要工作。
The parable of the ten virgins tell us we need to be well prepared, and this parable tell us we need to be productive.
从你的比喻让我们预备充足。这个他连德的比喻让我们富有成效。
Yeah. And both parables characterize those who wait for the Lord's coming.
两个比喻都是在描述那些等待主来的人。
What is a talent?
啊，什么是他连德呢？
Well, a talent is a weight measure about 75 pounds of coins. It may be gold coins, silver coin, or bronze coin.
他连德是用来重关于重量的一个比较，它是关于金银或者铜的。
Yeah, it is a unit of currency used in ancient Greek and Roman Empire.
它是在古时候希腊和罗马帝国的时候用来衡量这个货币的。
In Jesus' time, a talent would be equivalent to about 20 years worth of earning or saving.
在耶稣的年代呢，一个他连德大概是一个人20年的积蓄。
Well, to give you some idea how much money it is, let us say it is silver coin. So one talent of silver coin based on today's price of $25 and on would be $30,000.
给你一个大概现在时代的概念呢，一个他连德的银币呢，大概值$30,000。
Well, if it is gold coin, that is worth a lot more. Today, the price of gold is $1,935 an ounce, and which gives a talent to be worth $2.3 million.
如果是按照金币计算呢，一个他连德的金币就相当于$2,300,000.
So the guy who gets 5 talents has about $12 million.
如果按照金币算，得到五个他连德的人呢，大概有$1,200,000.
So a talent is a very large sum of money.
所以呢，他连德就是一个他连德就是一个很大量的价值。
Well, this parable has got 3 episodes.
这个比喻呢，有三个部分的情节。
Yeah, the first episode is about the master doing his asset allocation before he goes away, and he distributes his asset among 3 servants.
第一集呢，就告诉主人在他出远门之前，把他的资产呢，托付给三个仆人。
And the second parable is the servants getting into action and put their capitals to work.
第二集呢，就讲这些仆人们采取行动，运用主人托付给他们的资金。
Now the first parable is very short, only 2 words. And the second episode is a little bit longer, it's 3 verses. But the longest episode is the third one, which is 12 verses.
第一集呢，就只用了两节来比喻。第二集呢是三个章节，三句，但是最长的是第三集。
So the emphasis is on the last episode where the master returned and set to account with his servants.
所以这个比喻的重点呢是在第三集，主人回来跟仆人们算账。
And this is where we should pay attention to.
那我们就应该特别注意这一集。
Well, this parable has analogies to the kingdom of God.
这个比喻呢是跟神的国度有类比。
The master is the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，这里的主人呢就象征我们的主耶稣基督。
And the servants are Jesus' followers, which is us.
啊，仆人呢就是耶稣的门徒，就是我们。
And distribution of the talent is endowment of spiritual gift, task, opportunity, and responsibility from the Lord to us.
那资产的分配呢，就象征着神赋予我们圣灵的恩赐，还给我们的机会、任务和责任。
And the return of the Master is the second coming of Christ.
主人的回来就象征着耶稣第二次来临。
And the accounting report is the judgment before the seat of Christ.
那财务的报告呢，就是在基督台前的审判。
And the profit that is gained is the growth in spiritual gift and increase in opportunity.
得利呢，就是我们恩赐的增长和机会的增加。
And lastly, it says that what's worry is the neglected spiritual gift opportunities that we let go.
所以这个被埋藏的这个资产呢，就象征着荒废了的属灵恩赐，失去的机会。
Okay, so the first episode, the master entrusted enormous wealth.Generously to his servant. Every servant was given some talent.
啊，所以第一集所讲到主人资产的吩咐呢，主人很大方的把大量的资产分配给他的仆人。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, it is said, when he, Jesus Christ, ascended on high, he led a host of captives.And he gave gifts to man.
在圣经以弗所四章八节里说，他升上高天的时候，掠夺了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
And this is referring to Jesus' resurrection from the dead.
这里就是讲到耶稣从死里复活。
Every true Christian received spiritual gifts.From the Holy Spirit for ministry, everyone has gifts, and everyone has a job to do to serve the Lord.
我们每一个基督徒呢，都会从圣灵领取他的恩赐，而且我们每一个人都有工作要做。
In First Peter, it says everyone should use whatever gift he has received to serve others faithfully, administering God's grace.In its various form.
彼得前书四章十节说，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
The master gave different amounts to his servants because he knows how much each servant can handle.
主人把不同等量的恩赐财产分给他的仆人，因为他知道每一个人能够有什么样的能力。
And this is what Romans chapter 12 tells us, For by grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you are, but in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you, we have given gifts according to the grace given us.
罗马书十二章三节六节里说道，我凭着我所赐的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。照着所赐给我们的恩典，我们各有不同的恩赐。
Well, the servants get into action. This is what the servant number one do.
那仆人们各自采取行动了以后呢，这是第一个仆人做的。
Immediately, he wasted no time and took aggressive investment strategy.
第一个仆人立即采取行动，他有很激进的去把他的钱用于投资。
And he doubled his return and gained 5 more talents.
他把他得到的5个塔连德出去投资了以后又得到5个303。
And servant number 2 also did the same thing as servant number 1.
第二个仆人就也像第一个仆人一样。
He's not a smart, but he just modeled after servant number 1, the smart guy.
他也许不是那么聪明，但是呢，他跟着这个聪明的人一起做。
Then servant number 3 take a completely different approach. He take it easy.
那第三个仆人呢，跟前两个完全不一样。他完全就很放松。
He want to play it safe.
那他就是出于安全的角度在。
He doesn't want to put too much stress on himself worrying about the market's volatility.
他不想给自己增加很大的压力，他不想看到市场这种上下的跳动。
So he dug a hole in the ground and hit his smartest 1 talent.
所以他在地里呢挖了一个洞，把他的塔连德藏起来。
So then he can relax and have a good time and enjoy his life.
所以他就很放松的享受生活。
Plenty of Christians do the same thing.
那我们基督徒呢，我们有时候做同样的事。
Well, privately he doesn't think his master is a good man. Benefiting his master is not in his interest.
私底下呢，他认为他的主人不是一个好的人，因为呢，他只为自己的利益着想。
And he say, why should I do the hard work? And he reap the profit.
所以他对自己说，为什么我这么努力工作，然后他却赚取利益呢？
So after a long time, the master came back to those servants and set to account with the 3 servants.
经过很长的一段时间以后，主人回来了，他开始要跟他的仆人们结账。
It is a report card time.
是交成绩单的时间。
And this is what 2 Corinthians chapter 5 tells us. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
这就是哥林多后书5章10到11节中所说的。因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。我们既知道主是可畏的，所以劝你。
Pay attention to this verse that is in red and highlighted. Since then, we know that what is to fear the Lord, we try to persuade man.
特别要注意这些红颜色的字，我们既知道主是可畏的，所以劝人。
So, let us read the law.
让我们再读一遍。
Okay, servant number 1 come to report, they say, Master, you entrust me with 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more.
第一个仆人向主人说，主人啊，你相信我把5个塔连德给我，看我又赚回5个来。
He was excited and anxious to come to report to the master. He was confident his master would be satisfied.
他又高兴又紧张来向他的主人汇报，但是呢，他很有自信，他觉得他的主人会很高兴的。
Then came servant number 2. He too was excited.And confident his master would be satisfied with the return he generated.
第二个仆人他也是很兴奋，而且很自信，他的主人会对这个结果很满意的。
Indeed, their master was very pleased and satisfied with their result.
的确，主人对这两个仆人的结果非常满意。
Now,the master's appraisal of the first 2 servants. A servant is the following.
那主人对前两个仆人的评价呢，就是下面三点。
First, commendation. Well done, you good and faithful servants.
第一个呢，他对他们有称赞，你这又良善又忠心的仆人啊。
And then the second thing is promotion. You have been faithful with a few things. I'll put you in charge of many things.
那第二个呢，给他们升职。他对他们说，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理。
A few things that we do on earth will result in many, many times in heaven.Forever.
那我们在世上做的几件小事呢，神会给我们在永恒里派更多的事管。
A little girl once asked a tower pastor, "Heaven sounds pretty boring to me. What are we going to do there?"
有一个女孩有一次问牧师说，天堂好像很无聊啊，我们在那里会做什么呢？
And when the Christian also.Wonder the same thing. They say, well, besides singing hymns forever and worshiping God, what else do we have to do?
很多基督徒也这样想。哦，除了不停地唱圣歌以后，还有什么事可做呢？
Well, Jesus says there will be many, many things, challenging jobs for us to do, and these are satisfactory things.That we will be doing.
耶稣对我们说，我们有许多许多很挑战的事情等着我们去做呢。
And then lastly, the two servants receive reward. Come and share your master's happiness.
最后呢，这两个仆人得到奖赏，主人对他们说，进来享受你主人的快乐。
Servant number one and number two receive different talents and make different gains, but receive the same appraisal from the master because it is not the quantity of gain that matters, it is their faithfulness.
第一个仆人和第二个仆人他们领取了不同的他连得，他们赚回来的也不同，不是他们所赚回来的更重要，而是他们的忠心主人更看重。
You may have heard about this. We are called upon not to be successful, but to be faithful.
你也许听到这样说，我们被呼召不是为了成功，而是为了忠心。
I think this is a motto from Mother Teresa.
这是 Mother Teresa 用来指导她一生的。
But what is faithfulness?
但是什么是忠心呢？
Well, I did a little bit research and this is what I found.
我做了点研究，这是我所发现的。
The word faithfulness originally from the word faith, which you understand.
忠心呢是从这个信心这个字 faith 来的。
Biblical faith requires us to believe in what God tells us who he is.Which is his attribute.
圣经中的忠心呢，要求我们能够相信神告诉我们他所说的他是谁，就是神。
And you can find this in Hebrews 11 verse 6.
你可以找到，在希伯来十一章六节你可以找到。
So after all the research, I come to the conclusion that.Faithfulness is unwavering commitment to finish what God calls us to do by trusting Him to work through us.
经过一段的研究，我笃定就是忠心是这样的，忠心是坚定不移的委身，依靠神，透过他在我们生命中的工作去完成委托给我们的呼召。
Just consider Noah.Who built the ark?
想一想挪亚所建的方舟。
You know, he only got himself and seven other people in his family to build this huge ark for all the animals.
他只有他自己和另外家中的七个人呢，建了一个这么大偌大的方舟呢，来装这些动物。
And he wasn't a sailor or a construction engineer.
他自己也不是个建筑工人，也不是个航海的人。
And he doesn't have all this mechanic, all this tool that we have today. How did he build that big ship?
他呢也没有我们现在所用的这些工具，他自己是如何建造这么大一个船呢？
Very difficult job, but by the grace of God, he finished it.
是一个非常艰难的工作，但依靠着神给他的恩典，他完成。
Well, this is just an illustration. He was faithful, and God enabled him to finish the job.
对，这只是一个例子，就是他的忠心让他完成了这项工作。
And this is what Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 tell us. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, to do good works, which God prepared us in advance to do.
这就是以弗所书二章十节告诉我们的，我们原是神所做成的，是在基督耶稣里创造的，为的是让我们行各样的善事，就是神预先安排我们去做的。
Okay, now came servant number three to give the report card. He was afraid, feeling guilty and shameful.
现在到了第三个仆人向主人交账的时候了，他呢很惧怕，然后他也内疚，而且很羞愧。
So he worked out a defensive strategy.
他的自我保护的方法是呢
？Okay, first strategy, accuse the master.
第一个方法呢，他就是恶人先告状。
Yeah, so he put the blame on the master. You are harsh and greedy.
他指责，他首先指责他的主人，他说你呢很贪婪，对人很不好。
This is exactly like Adam and Eve. After Adam and Eve sinned, Adam said, "It's not me. It's that woman you gave to me."
就像亚当和夏娃犯罪的时候一样，亚当说：“不是我呀，是那个你给我的女人。”
And Eve said, "Well, it is that serpent that you put in the garden, that tempted me."
那夏娃就说了，是你放在园中的那个仆人诱惑我呀。
So what they are saying is, God, it is you.
所以他们都在说，神啊，是你。
Put the blame on God.
他们把指责指向神。
Somebody say this well. All sins are rooted in a misconception of God.
有一个人说的很好，所有的罪的根源都在于他们不能真正理解。
This servant number three has a mess of theology. He thinks the master is harsh and greedy, but the master is very gracious and generous.
这个仆人呢，实际上对他的主人有一个很深的误解。他说他的主人贪婪，而且对人不好，实际上他的主人非常大方，非常对他的仆人很好。
The second strategy is excuse. I was afraid. I was afraid of you because you are harsh and afraid that I may suffer loss since I'm not as smart as others.
第二个用来自我保护的方法，他是找借口。他说我是害怕呀，因为我害怕你这么凶，我要是把你的钱丢了，我又不像别人这样聪明，那我该怎么办呢？
Well, the third one is, I have a reason. I play it safe for you. So I hit the talent securely in the ground so that you can get back all of it without loss.
第三个理由他说呢，我是以安全起见的，我呢把这些藏起来，所以你回来的时候呢，100%的钱都还在呀。
Yeah, he's 100% of your money back. I didn't embezzle it or spend any of it on myself.
他说我也没有贪婪你的钱啊，我也没有把它用来花在自己身上，我100%都还给你了。
Well, the master also had a reaction to his report.
那主人对这个仆人也有三个评价。
First one reproof, you wicked, lazy servant. If you think that I'm harsh, then you should have done this and this. You knew, so you did it knowingly, even though you misunderstood me.
第一个呢，就是主人对他的责备。你这又饿又懒的仆人呐、啊，你既然知道我会跟你结账，那你不是明知故犯吗
？Yeah, and then the second one, yes, dismissal.
那第二个呢，就是革职。
So the master ordered the talent to be taken from him and give to the one that has already 10 talents.
啊，就是把他所有的1000。他连德给了那有10000的。
And the last one is rejection. Throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness.
第三个呢，就是被丢弃，把这无用的仆人丢在外边黑暗里。
Now, okay, this is the judgment of the 1 talent man.
这就是最后审判那里1000他连德的仆人。
Please pay attention. This parable devote much more to this 1 talent man than the other 2 servants.
请大家注意，这个比喻里边呢，更着重讲这个得1000他连德的人，超过于另外两个仆人。
I thought about it, and I think it's because most of us are the 1 talent man.
我想了想呢，我就想。大多数的我们呢，就像这个人。
And we make a lot of mistakes that this 1 talent man did, so we must pay attention and learn from his mistake.
我们像他一样犯很多同样的错误，所以我们必须从他的错误当中学习经验和教训。
Well, first lesson on judgment day, the master's servant was judged individually.And independently, not by comparison to other servants.
第一个呢，就是在审判的那一天，在交账的那个日子，主人呢对三个仆人的审判是独立的，不是和别人的仆人、别的仆人相比较的。
Yeah, when we it's not in a class that the teacher grades a student in comparison maybe to other students, so-called curve the grade.
在现在的学校课堂里呢，有的时候我们会有一个曲线，用一个学生来和其他的学生做比较。
Likewise, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him.For the thing done wrong in the body, whether good or bad.
圣经里告诉我们，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
On judgment day, the number of talents will not matter. The question will be, have ye been faithful with the use of the talent?Even if we only got 1 talent, we will be held accountable.
在审判的日子，我们有多少他连德并不重要，而重要的是我们是不是对我们所领受的有忠心。
The 1 talent man sin is not so much what he did, but what he didn't do.
那得到一他连德的人并不是说他做什么，而是他没有做。
He was just wicked and lazy because he wasted his life, the gift, the talents, the opportunities, and the responsibility entrusted to him.
他被他的主人称为又懒又恶的仆人，因为他把他得到的礼物、啊、他的任务、他的机会和几乎还有的都、啊、神给他的都把他浪费掉。
Well, there is something called the sin of omission. I don't know whether you have heard about it, and that is failure to act.
有一个叫做遗漏的罪，就是因为你没有做而成了罪。
And this is in James chapter 4. It says, whoever know what is right to do and fail to do it, for him, it is sin.
在雅各书四章十七节里边讲到，人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪。
So, you don't have to do bad things.To be a sinner, failure to do good things is a sin.
你不需要去做恶事成为罪人。你要知道的善你没有去行，你就有罪。
On Judgment Day, many people will be asking the Lord, Lord, when did we do that? Or when did we didn't do that?
在审判的日子，很多人都会问主啊，我们什么时候做了？我们什么时候没有做呢？
And you can find this question, many of them, in the next parable, the parable of sheep and goat in Matthew 25.
这个问题你会在下一个比喻中，在绵羊和山羊的比喻中看到。
And we'll talk about that next time.
那下一次我们会讲这个。
God will not hold us accountable for what we do not have, but he will hold usaccountable for what we do have.
神不会问我们没有的负责任，他会让我们负责任是他已经给予我们的。
Everything we do should be done with the day of reckoning in mind.
所以我们所做的每一件事，脑中都要牢记，有一天我们要向神交账。
Well, there is This thing called use it or lose it.
你们常常听说有一句话说不用则失。
It means if we do not continue to practice or use an ability, we may lose that ability.
就说你有一种能力，如果你不持续的坚持的用它的话，你慢慢就会失去它了。
And this is true for our body muscles and brain. If our brain is notused enough daily, it will shrink and will speed up the process of aging and lead to Alzheimer's disease later on.
这特别的表现呢，就是像我们的肌肉和我们的大脑，如果我们长期的不用呢，大脑就会慢慢的就变小，以至于有一天就变成老年痴呆了。
And it is equally true for the talents God gives to us. If we exercise our spiritual gifts, it will grow. If not, we'll lose it. And if we sit on opportunity God gives us, we'll be given more opportunity. Otherwise, we won't be given any.
同样呢，这也对我们属灵的恩赐是同样的一个道理。如果我们不用神给我们的属灵的恩赐，慢慢的我们就失去它。如果我们持续的用，它就会成长。如果我们不用就失去它。如果神给我们的机会我们用了呢，我们就会给予更多的机会。
For everyone, Matthew 25:29 say, For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him.
马太福音25:29说，因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。
And this is the conclusion of this parable.
这就是我们看到这个比喻的一个结尾。
Use it or lose it. This is God's principle of the talent.
不用则失，这就是神给我们恩赐的一个原则。
Well, there is a story that illustrates this parable.
这现在呢，我给大家讲一个故事，就是跟我们所讲的比喻是类似的。
There was a homeless guy called Morris Chico, in Los Angeles, California. He roamed about in the alleys and slipped out of doors, carrying everything he owned in an old shopping car.
有一个无家可归的流浪汉，他的名字叫 Morris Chico。他在加州洛杉矶的小巷里漫无目的的流浪，他一生所有的都在一个购物的车里。
On December 14, 1989, he was found dead in the alley, died of natural causes, with $3 in his pocket.
在1989年的12月14号，他被别人发现他在一个小巷已经过世了，他的衣袋里只有3块钱。
But the amazing thing is.He has an untouched fortune in three bank accounts totaling $207,421.
但是令人惊愕的是呢，他有三个银行的账户里总额有20万7421美金。
So how did that come about?
那这是怎么一回事呢？
Well, it turns out that 10 years before he died, his father died and left him the money.
原来啊，在他过世十年前，他的父亲过世了，把钱留给他们。
But Morris did not claim the money.
但是呢 ，Morris 没有去拿这笔钱。
And the government's division on unclaimed property tracked him down.And his family forced him to accept it.
但是政府的领取的资产的部门呢，就把他找到了，然后他的家人呢，就让他去接受。
Well, he did not show up in the ceremony when the cash was awarded.
但是当这个现金接受的仪式的时候呢，他就没有来领取。
He just took enough money to buy an old car where he slept in, then wear it.
那最后他只拿了一小部分买一辆旧车，天气不好的时候他就在这旧车里睡觉。
And his relatives rented him an apartment, but he never went in there to eat.
那他的亲戚呢帮他租了一个公寓呢，但是他从来就没有去。
What a miserable man.
哇，这是一个多么悲惨的一个故事啊。
Well, But what is the thing? Could it be that we are doing the same thing? Could it be that we do no better than Morris Chico?
但是令人更悲哀的一件事，有没有可能我们也好不过这位流浪汉呢？
How can we be compared to this guy, this homeless guy?
也许会问，我们怎么能跟这流浪汉相比呢？
Well, we have a very rich father, a God.In heaven, and he gave us plenty of blessing. We wasted it. We did not claim it. He gave us a lot of talents. We buried it. And he gave us a lot of opportunities. And we missed them.
但是我们慈爱的天父给了我们很多的恩典呢，被我们浪费了。有很多的才干呢，被我们埋起来了。给了我们很多的机会，也被我们错过。
Are we not just like Morris Chico?
所以我们不是像这个叫 Morris 的流浪汉一样吗？
He wasted his whole life and many people, maybe including some Christians, they wasted their lives also.
这个人呢，他浪费了的他的生命，但是我们很多基督徒一样，也是浪费着我们的生命。
Romans chapter 3 says,No one is righteous, not even one. There's no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have altogether become worthless.
正像罗马书三章十到十二节中所说的，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的， 没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用。
Well, let us all do this math.
啊，那我们就来做一下这个计算吧。
Many Christians, especially those in large churches, feel that they are unimportant. There are so many talented people, so they are not unimportant, not needed, and won't make any difference in the church.
那很多基督徒，特别是在大的教会里，觉得他们不重要，啊，不被需要，也觉得他们不能做出什么惊天动地的事情。
And they are wrong.
但是他们错了。
So let us do this math.
让我们来做一下这个数学。
Let us say in this church there are five talent men.
在这个教会里，比如说有五个领取五夸连德的人。
So they can produce 25 talents.
他们可以产生25个talent man.
And there are two talent men, well, I mean actually, it's 15, I'm sorry, I messed up that man. There are 15 two talent men, and they together produce 30 talents.
这里应该是有15个有他连德才德的人。他们一共产生了30个talent man。
And there are 81 talent men in the church. And altogether, they produce 80 talents.
那有80个有一个talent man才干的人呢，他们一起呢，产生了80个talent man。
So in total, these 87 men in the church produce 135 talents.
一起呢，有87个人，总共产生了135个talent man。
Well, if everyone in the church is productive, then the one talent guys all together contribute more to the church than all the five talent guys and the two talent guys combined, isn't it?
但是如果每一个人呢都把他的才干运用起来，那这些只有一个他连得才干的人总数呢比有五个和两个他连得才干的人加起来要多。
Because the one talent guys produce 80 talents, and the five talent and two talent guys produce only 55.
那么只有一他连得才干的人加起来呢，一共产生了80个他连得。那些更有天赋能力的人加起来才产生了55个。
Well, so.The conclusion is, don't bury your one talent.
最后我们的结论说，不要把你的一个才能德给埋起来。
And one area of application is, don't raise your one vote.
再有一个我们马上可以运用的方面呢，就是不要浪费了你的一个的选项。
Your God-given privilege, opportunity, and responsibility, to work.
要珍惜神给你的这个专利、这个机会和你的责任。
Use the vote.
去选举。
I'm not telling you who to vote and how to vote.
我没有告诉你去选谁或者怎样选。
As a matter of fact, I think this message.Come today, early, because starting early tomorrow morning, October 26th, we can book early in Maryland.
这个信息呢，真是一个比较及时的信息，因为从明天开始，10月26号，我们就可以在马里兰就开始选举。
I already cast my vote on October 13th by absentee ballot.
我已经在10月13号在投了我的一票。
Well, let us hear this short 4-minute video from Dr. Dane Dobson, who is the founder of Focus on Family.
让我们一起听一下Dr. Dane Dobson 这个四分钟的这个信息。
美国爱家协会创始人杜布森博士发表公开信说， 我们将在11月3日面临一个关键选择，一个将美国引向两个截然不同方向的选择，错误的决定将是灾难。众议院前议长金里奇表示，这次选举将是自1860年以来最重要的选举。1860年大选在奴隶制存废问题上激烈交锋，共和党要废除奴隶制，民主党维护奴隶制，最后共和党候选人林肯获胜。当选后，林肯禁止再增加蓄奴州，南方民主党大怒，有七个州退出合众国，另组邦联国，并在1861年4月12日打响了内战第一枪。内战越打越烈，林肯总统在1863年的第一天签署了解放奴隶宣言，并下令在北方联邦军控制的地区执行，使近400万奴隶获得了自由。1864年夏季，北方军在战场上连连失利，寻求连任的林肯面临极大压力，民主党要求立即停战，奴隶制存废免谈。林肯总统声明，虽然他痛恨战争，但必须在彻底废除奴隶制的前提下恢复国家统一，否则绝不停战。林肯坚信自己的政策是对的，就算落选也不放弃。他说，我不一定赢，但我一定要诚实，我不一定成功，但我一定要遵从我心中那光而活。林肯并不讳言，他心中的光就是耶稣基督。选举结果，林肯获得压倒性胜利。1865年3月4日，林肯总统宣誓就职，典礼上他对全体国民说，我们对任何人都不怀恶意，我们对所有人都怀着善心，上帝让我们看到哪一边是正确的，我们就坚信那是正确的一边。让我们继续奋斗，以完成我们正在进行的工作，去治疗国家的创伤，去照顾艰苦作战的战士和他们的遗孀遗孤。让我们竭尽全力，实现并珍惜我们之间和所有国家之间公正与持久的和平。尽管每一次大选都重要，但今年大选将决定美国乃至世界的方向。我们是要保持民有、民治、民享的政体，还是要那种政府掌控一切的制度？我们需要言论自由、信仰自由的国度，还是由政党掌管人们的信仰、思想、言论的国家？我们是要生活在免于恐惧的社会中，还是活在可能被人告发言论不当的政权下？这样的历史关头，就像1860年代一样，每个人都要问问自己，哪一边是上帝认为正确的一边？杜布森博士说，难以置信的是，曾有过多达 75% 的基督徒不投票，他们认为自己的一票无关大局。20年前，小布什总统在佛罗里达州的600万张普选票中，仅以多出537张而赢得佛州选举人票。有时一票之差也会决定胜负。在这攸关美国命运的时刻，每一个公民都应该行使自己的权利，走出去投票，求神赐我们智慧，把选票投给遵循基督信仰、持守圣经真理的候选人。我们每个人手中的选票都是关键一票。
Well, let us end today's sermon with a response song. Must I go empty-handed? But before we listen to the song, there is a short story behind this song.
在我们结束今天的信息之前呢，我们有一个回应的歌曲，叫《岂可空手回天府》。这个歌曲背后有一个这样的故事。
This song was written by a Baptist minister called Charles Luther.
这个歌曲呢是浸信会的牧者 Charles Luther 所写的。
In 1877, Luther heard another pastor talk about a story of a young man who was about to die.
在1877年 ，Charles 听到另外一个牧师给他讲过一个年轻的男子将要过世。
And this young man had only been a Christian for a month. He was in deep sorrow, not because he was about to die, but because he realized he has so little time left to serve the Lord.
这个年轻人呢，刚刚信主一个月，他非常的悲伤。他的悲伤不是因为他将要死去，而是他没有时间为主做工。
He said, "I'm not afraid to die. Jesus saved me now, but must I go empty-handed?"
他说，我不害怕死亡，因为耶稣已经拯救了我。但是我必须要空手回天家吗？
And this incident prompted Pastor Luther to write his hymn.
因为这一件事，查尔斯牧师就写了这个圣歌。
So let us listen to this song.
那我们一起来聆听。
Yeah.